This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Just another presence at pass catcher down the field to help them out. They like the two tight end stuff with Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews, but this will enable them to have more variations on the formations they can use offensively, and they think that'll help Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson a great deal.
That's Dan Graziano from the NFL Network yesterday. NFL Live, I'm sorry. The Baltimore Ravens sent a fifth-round draft pick to the Carolina Panthers for Deontay Johnson. Now, Deontay Johnson was having a fairly decent season this year, being the number one receiver in Carolina. I would love to know his thoughts on going from being the number one there to maybe the number three here. Probably doesn't matter. You want to win. Have a chance to win here, not there. In seven games, 30 receptions, 357 yards, 12 yards a catch, three touchdowns. 20 of his 30 receptions were for first downs. That's a great average. Last year, his final year with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 13 games, 51 receptions. Why did the Steelers trade him? Was he the receiver that didn't?
Oh, they were fighting all the time.
Yeah.
For a while there, he had all those drops, and he was complaining about his targets. That's why, like, if you wanted to look at a negative, does he come in with that same attitude? And what Rob said, I was just thinking about this. And I want people to understand what I'm saying. Do the Ravens have a number one wide receiver? And I think Zay is a talented. Yeah. He's the one guy that you know is going to get targets. But on any given day, we could see Likely get 7 targets. Deontay get 10. You know, 2 to Bateman. Next week, 10 to Bateman. That's what I like
Lamar
about
doesn't discriminate.
No. He's selfish, but he doesn't discriminate.
Could you please give people the reference so you won't get tired of that?
Somebody called in earlier and asked if we thought Lamar was selfish. Because he doesn't give Derrick Henry the ball enough. He only got it 11 times last week, to which we replied, you can't give it to him while he's on the sideline. What makes him selfish? And then the guy said, yeah, I think he's selfish. I was like, all right, well, whatever. What are we doing here?
So do you think this was a necessary move, Ed, or was it an unnecessary act?
I don't think it was necessary. I think it's a luxury. I think it's nice to have him. Makes the team better. But I don't think it was a necessary move. I think, you know, I think pass rusher at corner is necessary. Those are necessary moves right now. Now interior line is necessary. You had to be banged up by injuries. I mean, there's others I would have seen, but look, you got him for, I mean, a bag of balls, essentially.
Was it necessary for me to drink my own urine? No, but I like it.
It's a luxury.
And it's sterile. Sorry, that's dodgeball. Don't you think this makes it? So just looking at one aspect of the game, people had always said, can Lamar bring them back when they're trailing? Mm-hmm. If you go 5 wide here with either 4 wide receivers, including Aguilar and a tight end, or go 3 wide, 2 tight ends, this is without Derrick Henry on the field, obviously. So you got your set of 5 wide receivers, and you need to go down the field in a minute? You're going to tell me you don't like this group that they have together?
Yeah, let me add something else to that. Well, screw a minute. I mean, we just messed around with the guy from Philly, but the Ravens go without Derrick Henry a lot early in the game. Mm-hmm. This is a second quarter option, Not just a minute left of the game option.
Oh, sure.
This is an option at any time.
I'm talking about 2-minute offense.
And I agree with that, but my point also is I think this is where the Ravens are moving, Jeremy. I think they're moving towards that type of offense during the game with or without Derrick Henry. I do, because they've shown the desire to rest him at times. I think they like the games where they could only give him 15 carries for 80 to 90 yards. See, and let him rest. I think they want that option.
The more and more I look at this, I don't know why anybody's complaining outside of the fact they didn't make a move for a defensive player.
I'm not complaining at all. I love it.
Because I
didn't at first. I didn't understand it at first. And I
did the same thing you did.
I said that on the text. I didn't understand it at first. And then I started looking into it like, no, man, I get this. I like this.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, I was waiting to get my tires done yesterday, and I'm talking to the dude at Sam's Club about this, like, hey, going back and forth. Because the trade came down right when I was buying him. He goes, they did what? That don't make any sense. And then the more and more I looked at it, I'm going, well, it's an improvement. You really didn't give up much, like hardly anything. And then on top of it, they're covering most of the salary. So what's bad about this at all?
And you get an experienced punt returner.
It's like...
He returns the ball 2/3 of the time. Mm-hmm. He rarely fair catches.
So,
I mean, I think that's another thing that there's another perk.
And I'll say this, and I said it earlier for those of you who missed it. What if Eric DaCosta is combing this, you know, doing his due diligence, which you know he is. But what if he's seeing, man, the chances of me getting the defender that matters, that makes a difference, is getting slimmer and slimmer. Maybe I ought to fortify the offense, make it even more potent. That way, we can win shootouts. I got to make the team better somehow. If I can't make my defense better, maybe make my offense great. Maybe that's what he's looking at right now. Is this the final move? May not be.
Nah.
But right now, I don't know. I can't guarantee it's not or is.
I think the offense is
already
great.
Nobody can. I don't believe it is, though.
I think this is part of him looking out there and seeing, man, those options aren't great. This is the best option that I have to make this team better. Not everyone is a fan of this. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN talked about why this might not be that great for the Ravens.
His addition more about Rashawn Bateman and maybe playing for Bateman? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be to take one of those tight ends off the field or recover?
Come on, Dan.
To sit here and say, like, hey, this will help us run the football better, you're the number one rush team in the NFL. Your play-action game is absolutely off the charts. You're unbelievably difficult to match up with. I mean, just look at this. I know they don't run a lot of 11 personnel. They are one of the best offenses in the league. And so my concern throughout this whole process has been, if they add a wide receiver, is it for depth or is it to change the identity or philosophy of their offense? If that's the case, I don't think that's the best thing for their offense. Remember, you only get 11. You don't get to play with 12. And last year, this offense that was really good at times tried to get too cute in the game that mattered the most. That's all I'm saying.
I love Dan Orlovsky. I do. Yeah. But this has nothing to do with Bateman. This is Aguilar.
But his last line was spot on. By getting too cute at the wrong times.
Yeah, but that wasn't their identity. I don't think this team has the same identity as last year's team, offensively.
I don't know what Dan's talking about. Like, it has nothing to do with Bateman here.
Nothing.
You have Bateman locked up for extra years. Mm-hmm. You're not paying anything for this. It's a smaller trade. It's a minimal trade for the Ravens to better your team, and especially if he returns punts. You lost your kick returner for the season in Hardy, and now maybe this is something where he's Rob said he doesn't fair catch much, but shorthanded. Yeah, well, you did. Sorry. Yeah. But the point is, when you hear Dan Orlovsky go, well, I don't know if this is a direct, you're going to mess up the offense. How many receivers play every snap on the field? There's a rotation.
Yes. Yeah. And I think this is more about Aguilar. Aguilar played 48% of the team's offensive snaps this year. Well, I don't think he's going to play 48% of the snaps moving forward. I think this is more about Nelson Aguilar than it is Rashad Bateman. I think he complements what Bateman and Zay Flowers does. I think he's a better version of what Nelson Aguilar does.
You know what this does? This makes your tight ends even more dangerous.
Yes.
Now you have more guys that can get down the field with speed, get separation, and with the deep ball, what does it open up? The middle of the field.
World of Stupid at 8:15, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Are you a fan of the trade for Deontay Johnson, or does it feel like an unnecessary addition? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Deontay Johnson is a man-to-man beater. He is an incredible route runner, right? And so what that means when you're sending whatever on third down, if you're in 11 personnel, even if you're in two receiver sets, I think it turns out to be Zay Flowers on one side and Deontay Johnson on the other. And yes, Lamar Jackson makes those plays. He buys time. He gets throws out in the field to the guys that he has. But that's not ideal. I want to be able to drop back, a guy get open immediately and get rid of the football. Deontay Johnson provides that outlet.
That's Andrew Hawkins from NFL Live yesterday. On this trade. Are you a fan of the trade for Deontay Johnson, or does it feel unnecessary? Let's go to Greg in Baltimore. Good morning to you, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, yeah, I'm definitely a fan. So, I mean, for one, this is a win-win. Like, at worst, the Ravens dropped maybe like 15 picks back from, you know, the end of the fifth round to the beginning of the sixth round. So, you don't really need something, but, I mean, like, all this trade really does is just fortifies what you already have. So, like, I think the problem with guys like Dan or so forth is they're looking at it like, because Chiefs made a trade for number one, Bills made a trade for their number one, that people are looking at it like Deontay Johnson was only going to be traded to a team that needed receiver, like the Texans, like the Chiefs. Texans or the Niners. But
Deontay Johnson right now is better than DeAndre Hopkins, as crazy as that sounds.
Right now?
Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins is not a number one wide receiver anymore. He's good. He's still good. He's no longer Hop. We saw this happen to A.J. Green. We saw this happen to...
Why wasn't he traded to one of those teams that needs a number one receiver then?
Who, Deontay Johnson?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why we're sitting here talking. Maybe people didn't know he was available at this price tag. Because they literally gave up nothing to get him.
Yeah. Let's go to Hubie in Baltimore. What's up, Hubie?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
I'm taking the 50 on this one. I wouldn't care one way or another because I thought they would go out and try to solidify the safety position on defense or the interior line. And speaking of Joe Flacco, he's a better game manager than Richardson.
Let me go back for something, Hubie. You got to make me understand something, bro. You on hold for 20 minutes. You waited for 20 minutes to tell us you ain't care?
I mean,
you waited 20 minutes, Hubie, to tell us you did not care.
Let me say something to that. I just thought they would look at a better need. I mean,
well, it's not over yet, though, Hubie. Yeah. I mean, they have till Tuesday.
So it doesn't matter. You waited 20 minutes to tell us we. Come on, man. That's like the people, you post something on Facebook, they say, well, who cares? Why are you commenting you don't care?
I understand, Hubie, though. There's a lot of things I don't care about.
Yeah, but you'll call and wait 20 minutes to tell me?
Well, the thing I don't like about, like, this isn't, the trade deadline's not over and that's the only move they made. If this became available and understanding, it's like, again, this is a terrible comparison. When the Orioles traded for Eloy Jimenez, they gave up nothing, okay? You got Eloy Jimenez who became nothing, but you gave up nothing. So it didn't hurt you at all, right? So with this trade, you're making a move that you think will better your wide receiving core. There's no, like, if you look at the difference between Nelson Aguilar and Deontay Johnson as far as separation goes and what they can do on a football field, it's I mean, one's way better than the other one and their ability. Plus, you're adding more speed to an offense that already has probably the most speed in the league.
But the difference is that I get the Eloy Jimenez comparison. I get that because they gave up nothing. But Eloy Jimenez was doing nothing when they traded for him. This guy is actually still productive. Well, so that's they're giving up nothing for a guy that can still produce.
It's just a matter of people complaining that you added something that because you didn't add something else yeah. that they wanted.
Yeah, but it's not over. Is my point. It's, yeah. like, it's call it, Wednesday and complain that they did
and
nothing.
And if it is
yeah.
over, guess what? It's still a better football team.
Yeah, because you don't know what was offered. You don't know what the trade partners are are asking for.
It's still a better team right now. Mark in Baltimore. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
I'm with you. I think this move makes what we already do better. And yeah. it also, we're not all of a sudden going to become the 1990 St. Louis Rams. This notion that we can't add better talent at wide receiver without changing our philosophy, to me, is stupid. If they do decide to play three wide, it also allows you to put Zay Flowers in the slot versus Bateman's not a slot guy.
I don't know about Zay Flowers in that slot, Mark.
I like him all over the field. You can put him anywhere.
Yeah.
You can put him anywhere. Like, you don't – the whole traditional speedster, smaller receiver in the slot, that's gone by the wayside. Yeah. You've seen veterans kind of find and finish out their career playing out of the slot. Anquan Boldin did that a lot. I think that's not something like – looking at this team and talking about going three wide, they've been going three wide all year long.
They have
the third receiver's been Nelson Agholor.
This is that's the thing. Nelson Agholor played 48% of the team's possible downs. This is more about him, in my opinion. Let's go to Laurel and get Quinn. What's up, Quinn?
So I think that good morning, guys. First
morning.
So I think that adding Deontay Johnson is like adding OBJ. I think he's like a replacement for OBJ. I think putting him on a team. You know what I mean? It's basically like that. We're adding a kick returner with OBJ on the team. I mean, they lost him, and I think that he's a good replacement for that. And so I think that that's a good move. I think they definitely need to get a safety and probably some interior offensive line help just to help with the depth there. But, yeah, man, I think that was a good move.
Thank you very much. It was a great move, in my opinion. Let's go to Rick in Bel Air. What's up, Rick?
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
I just want to say I like the trade, but here's my one concern.
Go ahead.
Agholor was somebody that, at least in my eyes, Lamar looked to in key moments, third down, fourth down, and they needed to pick up first. And I remember all the ones he made. I will admit I probably forget the ones he didn't make. But there's the comfort level of quarterback has in the receiver.
Grandma's got you. Rick, what did you just say? Go back and say what you just said.
About Agholor.
The gremlins got your phone.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine started.
Let's go to Tim in Delaware. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Doing well. Listen, I believe that the Johnson trade is significant. And the reason I say so is that I think that the reason that they made that trade is because looking back on Sunday's game, Bateman sealed that trade when that drop passed.
It wasn't a drop. You know? He fell and his son got in his eyes and hit him in the damn face mask. They didn't trade for a receiver because that one play happened when he slipped and the son got in his eyes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be like, it's just, it's not a cause and effect thing. It's like going to the grocery store and you're going there to get milk and you're like, oh, damn, eggs are on sale and you grab eggs. That's what just happened with Deontay Johnson. I think they were fielding calls on everything, found out he was available, what he was available for. They're like,
I said, why not?
Are you kidding me? This is that? You want to trade fifth and sixth? So you're just going to. Somebody said if the season finishes the way you expect with the Ravens being good and obviously the Panthers being extremely bad, it might be 10 spots in the draft.
I find it funny to use a food analogy because when I was thinking about this, I was like, it's like looking because you need a pair of shoes for work and they don't have it, but they get these. Look at these sneakers.
Of course, you take it to fashion.
I swear to you, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I take it, my fat ass took it to food and you took it to fashion.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy hump day, guys.
Happy Thank hump you. Day.
Where does new Ravens wide receiver Deontay Johnson fit in the offense? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. I think, again, he replaces a guy. He takes some snaps from a guy who played about 48% of the team's offensive snaps. He may play a little bit more than 48%. I think the one person, the wide receiver on this team that should be nervous is Nelson Aguilar.
But he's still going to play too.
He's going to play too.
Like you,
but
think?
I think you're going to take some snaps from him.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some snaps coming from two tight end sets, depending
right.
on what personnel they want to run. And again, I think you've made yourself very dangerous in a two-minute and a four-minute offense. Now, four-minute, you're still going to have Derrick Henry out there at times. But when you're trying to speed things up, yeah, you could have Justice Hill in the backfield. Or you can go, okay, you see what the Bills do when they go four and five wide? You go five wide, and Lamar is he's basically a running back there, but that could pick the team apart yeah. because he can take off too. And if you go man-to-man against five wide, good night, because he's going to run all over you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.